And now Chapter 6 of the Antya Leela, the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami. With the ropes of his causeless mercy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu employed a trick to deliver Raghunath Das Goswami from the blind well of contemptible family life. He made Raghunath Das Goswami one of his personal associates, placing him under the charge of Swarup Damodar Goswami. I offer my obeisances unto him. All glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glory to Lord Nityananda. All glory to Sri Advaitacharya, and all glory to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus Lord Gaudachandra performed various pastimes with his associates at Jagannath Puri in varieties of transcendental pleasure. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt pangs of separation from Krishna, he did not manifest his feelings externally, for he feared the unhappiness of his devotees. The transformations undergone by the Lord when he manifested severe unhappiness due to separation from Krishna cannot be described. When the Lord acutely felt pangs of separation from Krishna, only Sri Ramananda Rai's talk about Krishna and the sweet songs of Swarup Damodar kept him alive. Because the Lord associated with various devotees during the day, his mind was somewhat diverted, but at night the pangs of separation from Krishna increased very rapidly. Two people, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami, stayed with the Lord to pacify him by reciting various verses about Krishna's pastimes and by singing appropriate songs for his satisfaction. Previously, when Lord Krishna was personally present, Subal, one of his cowherd boyfriends, gave him happiness when he felt separation from Radharani. Similarly, Ramananda Roy helped give happiness to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Previously, when Srimati Radharani felt the pangs of separation from Krishna, her constant companion Lalita kept her alive by helping her in many ways. Similarly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Radharani's emotions, Swarup Damodar Goswami helped him maintain his life. To describe the fortunate position of Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami is extremely difficult. They were renowned as intimately confidential friends of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord thus enjoyed his life with his devotees. O devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now hear how Raghunath Das Goswami met the Lord. When Raghunath Das, during his family life, went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur, the Lord gave him worthy instructions by his causeless mercy. Instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shillings man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally, like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. when he received a message that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had returned from Mathura city, Raghunath Das endeavored to go to the lotus feet of the Lord. At that time, when Hiranyadas, Raghunath Das's uncle, made an agreement with the government to collect taxes, the Mohammedan Chowdhury, or tax collector, having lost his position, became extremely envious of him. Hiranyadas was collecting 2 million coins, and therefore should have delivered 1,500,000 to the government. Instead, he was giving only 1,200,000, thus making an extra profit of 300,000 coins. Seeing this, the Mohammedan Chowdhury, who was a Turk, became his rival. After sending a confidential account to the government treasury, the Chowdhury brought the minister in charge. The Chowdhury came, wanting to arrest Hiranyadas, but Hiranyadas had left home. Therefore, the Chowdhury arrested Raghunath Das. Every day, the Mohammedan would chastise Raghunath Das and tell him,
"Bring your father and his elder brother, otherwise you will be punished."
The Chowdhury wanted to beat him, but as soon as he saw Raghunath Das's face, his mind changed, and he could not beat him. Indeed, the Chowdhury was afraid of Raghunath Das, because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayasta, or aristocratic community. Although the Chowdhury would chastise him with oral vibrations, he was afraid to beat him. While this was going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape. Thus he humbly submitted this plea at the feet of the Mohammedan Chowdhury. "My dear sir, my father and his elder brother are both your brothers. All brothers always fight about something. Sometimes brothers fight amongst themselves, and sometimes they have very friendly dealings. There is no certainty when such changes will take place. Thus I am sure that although today you are fighting, tomorrow you three brothers will be sitting together in peace. Just as I am my father's son, so I am also yours. I am your dependent, and you are my maintainer." For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not very good. "You are expert in all the scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint." Hearing Raghunath Das's appealing voice, the Mohammedan's heart softened. He began to cry, and tears glided down his beard. The Mohammedan Chowdhury told Raghunath Das,
"You are like my son from this day on. Today, by some means, I shall have you released."
After informing the minister, the Chowdhury released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection. He said,
"The elder brother of your father is less intelligent. He enjoys 800,000 coins. But since I am also a shareholder, he should give some portion of it to me. Now you go arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend on his decision."
Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chowdhury. He settled the matter, and everything was peaceful. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, he again decided to leave home. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother began speaking to his father. She said,
"Our son has become mad. Just keep him by binding him with ropes."
His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows,
"Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra?"
Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Goswami. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here, come here. Today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows, "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now I have captured you, and I shall punish you. Now, what you will do is you will make a festival, and you will feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of edibles and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other edibles, and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more edibles from the villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots, and in these pots a Brahmin began soaking chipped rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as champakala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on a raised platform, the Brahmin brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiva, and Purandara. Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh, Godi Das, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. Similarly, Uttaran Dat Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, Brahmins, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chipped rice with condensed milk, and in the other, chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt, and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the Brahmins, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others, who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges, got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chipped rice. Thus, some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, and some on the bank of the Ganges, and they were all supplied 2 pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity, but you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this pot here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. And I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this, with the sandy bank of the river." Lord Yananda and Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice sliced in them. When chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every chipped, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took from one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as it joked. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda is walking to all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavs standing there, seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing down as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together, the two brothers began eating chipped rice. With Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy name of Hari." Immediately the holy names Hari, Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari Hari and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Yamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He is so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees, also cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. Being thought, he walked bank of the Ganges to be the brug of the Yasna. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, of yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased a ball. He gave all the price for the goods, and later fed them the very same food. All body. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining in the four pots. The food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Brahman distributed this to the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a Brahmin brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. When a servant brought betel nuts and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garlands, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das, who was greatly happy, ate some and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus I think describe the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. Nityananda Prabhu resting for the day, and when the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghava Pandit, where he began congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance, and finally he himself began dancing, inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within these three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it. After the dancing, and after Lord Nityananda had rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request that the Lord take supper. Lord Nityananda Prabhu sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and sat down off place. Seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt ever-increasing happiness. Raghava Pandit put the prasad before the two brothers, and there distributed prasad to all the other Vaishnavas. There were varieties of cakes, there were sweet rice and fine cooked rice that he passed the taste of Vaishnavas. There were also varieties of vegetables. The food prepared and offered to the deity by Raghava Pandit was like the essence of nectar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat such prasad. When Raghava Pandit offered the food to the deity after cooking, he would make a separate offering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat at the house of Raghava Pandit. Sometimes, he would give Raghava Pandit the opportunity to stand on him. Raghava Pandit would bring and distribute prasad to the two brothers, feeding them with great attention. They ate everything, but therefore there were no remnants left. He brought so many presentations that no one could know them perfectly. Indeed, it was a fact that the Supreme Mother, Radharani, personally cooked in the house of Raghava Pandit. Srimati Radharani received from Durvasa Muni the benediction that whatever she cooked would be sweeter than nectar. That is the special feature of her cooking. Aromatic and pleasing to see, the food was the essence of all sweetness. Thus the two brothers, their Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Lord Nityananda Prabhu, ate it with great satisfaction. All the devotees present requested Raghava Das to sit down and take prasad, but Raghava Pandit told them, "Let we'll take prasad later." All the devotees took prasad, filling themselves to the brim. Thereafter, chanting the holy name of Hari, they stood up and washed their hands and mouths. And for eating, the two brothers washed their hands and mouths. Then Raghava Pandit brought flower garlands and sandalwood pulp and decorated them. Raghava Pandit offered them betel nuts and worshipped their lotus feet. He also distributed betel nuts, flower garlands, and sandalwood pulp to the devotees. Raghava Pandit, being very merciful to his Raghunath Das, offered him the dishes with the remnants of food left by the two brothers. He said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Bhu has eaten this food. If you take his remnants, he be released from the bondage of your family. The Supreme Personality of Godhead always resides either in the heart or in the home of a devotee. This fact is sometimes hidden and sometimes manifest, for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully independent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive, therefore he resides everywhere. Anyone who doubts this will be annihilated. In the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wishes to catch the moon, I have tried my best many, many times, but I just have never been successful. Every time I try to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because with your mercy. But if you are merciful, well then even the lowest of men can obtain shelter at his lotus feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful toward me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, please give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. Oh, I pray for the benediction. After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda smiled and told all the devotees Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of the heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, did not like it at all. Lord, therefore let every one of you be merciful toward him and give up his benediction that he very second attain shelter and most lotus fresh Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As well as one who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not even value the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of the heavenly happiness. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered a sublime poetic promise by those trying to obtain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Shloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharat, also in the prime of youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, and most beloved friends and opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after excreting it. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and began to speak. He said, My dear Raghunath Das, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took his supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Bodha Hari, Dragon here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant upon your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Svarup Damodar. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of this, return to your own home. Very soon, there, without impediments, you will attain the shelter of his Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. After taking leave of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and then all the other Vaishnavas, Sri Raghunath Das consulted secretly with Raghava Pandit. greater consulties with Raghava Pandit, serve secretly delivered 100 gold coins and about 7 tulas of gold to the hand of Nityananda Prabhu's treasurer. Raghava Das admonished the treasurer, "Do not speak about this to Lord Nityananda Prabhu now, but when he returns home, kindly inform him about this presentation." And thereupon, Raghava Pandit took Raghunath Das to his home. After inducing him to see the deity, he gave Raghunath Das a garland and sandalwood for all others. He gave Raghunath Das a large quantity of king sod to eat on his way home. Then Raghunath Das again spoke to Raghava Pandit. He said, "I want to give money just to worship the lotus feet of all the great devotees, servants, and subservants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As you think fit, take 20, 15, 12, 10, or 5 coins to each of them." Raghunath Das drew up an account of the amount to be given and submitted it to Raghava Pandit, who made up a list showing how much money was to be paid to each worship every devotee. There, with great humility, Raghunath Das placed 100 gold coins and about 2 tolas of gold before Raghava Pandit for all the other devotees. After taking dust from the feet of Raghava Pandit, Raghava Das returned to his home, being greatly obligated to Lord Nityananda Prabhu because of having received his merciful benediction. Thus, about sleep, Durga. From that day on, he did not go into the interior section of the house. Instead, he would sleep on the Durga Mandap, the place where Mother Durga was worshipped. However, the watchmen alertly kept guard. Raghunath Das was thinking of various means by which to escape vigilance. At that time, all the devotees of Bengal were going to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das could not accompany them, for they were so famous that he would immediately have been caught. Thus Raghunath Das thought deeply about how to escape, but at that one night, while he was sleeping on the Durga Mandap, the priest Yadudandan Acharya entered the house when only 4 dandas remained until the end of the night. Yadudandan Acharya was the priest and spiritual master of Raghunath Das. Although born in a Brahmin family, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudeva Dutt. Yadudandan Acharya had been officially initiated by Advaita Acharya. Thus he considered Lord Vasudeva in his life and soul. Yadudandan Acharya entered the house of Raghunath Das and stood in the courtyard. Raghunath Das went there and fell down to offer his obeisances. One of Yadudandan Acharya's disciples had been worshipping the deity, had left that service. Yadudandan Acharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. Yadudandan Acharya requested Raghunath Das,
"Please induce the Brahmin to resume the service, so far there is no other Brahmin to do it."
After saying this, Yadudandan Acharya pleaded Raghunath Das with his permission and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of night. East of the house of Raghunath Das was the house of Yadudandan Acharya. Yadudandan Acharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went toward that house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, "I shall go to the home of that Brahmin, induce him to return, and send him to your home. You may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmin." On this day, after taking permission, he decided to go away. And Raghunath Das thought that this is the greatest opportunity to go away, because this time there are no servants or watchmen with lady. Thinking in this way, that he quickly proceeded toward the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste on the one not generally used. gives it up the general's path from village to village, passed through the jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles in one day, and in the evening he took rest in the cowshed of a milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting, he gave him some milk. Raghunath Das drank the milk and lay down to rest there for the night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servant and watchman, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about him from his spiritual new master, Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya said,
"He has already asked my permission and returned home."
Yeah. Thus there arose a tumultuous sound, as everyone cried,
"Now Raghunath has gone away."
Said,
"Now all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. 10 men should immediately go catch him and bring him back."
Raghunath Das's father wrote a letter to Sri Nanda Sen, asking him out with great humility, "Please return my son." In Jankara, the 10 men caught up with the group of Vaishnavas going to Nilachal. After delivering the letter, the men inquired from Shivananda Sen about Raghunath Das. It was Shivananda Sen reply for
it. "He did come here."
The 10 men returned home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das had been resting at the milkmaid's house, but got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face and proceeded. He crossed Chatrabog, but instead of going on the general path, he proceeded on the path that went from village to village. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining shelter at the lotus cup of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he chewed fried grains, sometimes he cooked, and sometimes drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever was available wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but could only eat for 3 days on the way. When Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with his companions, seated by Svarup Damodara. Staying at a distant low place in the courtyard, he fell down to offer obeisances. Mukunda said, "Here is Raghunath Das." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath Das. "Come here," he said. Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord stood up and embraced him out of his breathless mercy. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees, headed by Svarup Damodara Goswami. Following the special and his mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, they embraced him also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. For therefore the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole to which people pass stool." Raghunath Das answered within his mind, "I do not know your Krishna enough. I simply know that your mercy, O my Lord, has saved me from a family life." The Lord continued, "Your father and his elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather, Nilambar Chakravati. Therefore, I consider them my grandfathers. Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambar Chakravati, I may joke about them in this way. My dear Sir Raghunath, your father and his elder brother seem just like worms in skinny wool in the ditch of material enjoyment. For the great disease of the poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. Although your father and uncle are charitable Brahmins and greatly help them, they are nevertheless not pure Vaishnavas. However, they are almost like Vaishnavas. Those who are attached to materialistic life and are blind before spiritual life must act in such a way that they are bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their activities. By his own free will, Lord Krishna has delivered you from such a condemned materialistic life. Therefore, the glories of Lord Krishna's causeless mercy cannot be expressed. Sri Raghunath Das, skinny and dirty, because of having traveled for 12 days and fasted, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart in melting due to cause of mercy, for he spoke to Svarup Damodar. Mercy, my dear Svarup, I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your son or servant. There are now 3 Raghunaths among my associates. From this day forward, this Raghunath should be known as Raghu Svarup Damodar. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grasped the hand of Raghunath Das and entrusted him to the hands of Svarup Damodar Gojitvami. Svarup Damodar Goswami accepted Raghunath Das, saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whatever you order is accepted. As he then embraced Raghunath Das again. I cannot properly express my affection of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his devotees. Being merciful toward Raghunath Das, the Lord spoke as follows to Govinda. He said, On the way, turned Raghunath Das has fasted and undergone hardships for many days. Therefore, take good care of him for some days so that he may eat to his satisfaction. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, Go bathe in the sea, then see Lord Jagannath in the temple and return here to take your meal. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and went to perform his midday duties, and Raghunath met all the devotees present. Having seen the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon Raghunath Das, all the devotees, struck with wonder, praised his big fortune. Raghunath Das took his bath in the sea and saw Lord Jagannath. Then he returned to Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Govinda offered him a plate with the remnants of foods left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das accepted the prasad with great happiness. Raghunath Das stayed under the care of Svarup Damodar Goswami, and Govinda supplied him remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's food for 5 days. And beginning from the 6th day, Raghunath Das would stand at his gate, known as Nasingadvar, to beg alms after the Pushpanjali ceremony, in which flowers were offered to the Lord. After finishing their prescribed duties, the many servants of Lord Jagannath, who are known as the Svishayis, return home at night. If they see a Vaishnav standing at the Singadvar begging alms, out of mercy, they arrange with the shopkeepers to give him something to eat. Thus it is a custom for all time that a devotee who has no other means of support stands at the Singadvar gate to receive alms from the servants. A completely dependent Vaishnava thus chants the holy name of the Lord all day and sees Lord Jagannath with full freedom. It is a custom for some Vaishnavas to beg from the charity booth and eat whatever they have in the rain, whereas always stand at the holy night at the Lord Singadvar gate, begging alms from the servants. Renunciation is basic principle for obtaining the lives of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. Seeing this renunciation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is extremely satisfied. Govinda said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He will... Raghunath Das no longer takes prasad here. Now he steps at the Singadvar gate order, where he begs some alms to eat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, but he was greatly satisfied. Raghunath Das has done well, he said. He has acted suitably for a person in the renounced order. A person in the renounced order should always chant the holy name of the Lord, and he should beg for some alms to eat, and he should sustain his life in this way. A Vairagi, or a person in the renounced order, should not depend on others. If he does so, he will be unsuccessful, and Lodi will be neglected by Kamana. If a renunciant is eager for his tongue to taste different foods, his spiritual life will be lost, and he will be subservient to the tastes of his tongue. The duty of a person in the renounced order is to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in always. He should satisfy his belly with whatever vegetables in leaves, fruits, and roots are available. Who is subservient to the tongue, and who goes here and there, devoted to the genitals and the belly, cannot attain Krishna. The next day, Raghunath Das inquired at the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar Goswami about his duty. He asked, "I do not know why I have given up household life as much. What is my duty? Kindly give me instructions." With Raghunath Das never even spoke a word before the Lord. Instead, he informed the Lord of his desires through Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda. The next day, Swarup Damodar Goswami submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Raghunath Das, all this to sex your lotus feet. I do not know my duty or the goal of my life. Therefore, Prama, personally give me instructions from your hands and little mouth." Smiling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das, "I have already appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami as your instructor. You may learn from him what your duty is and how to discharge it. I do not know as much as he. Nevertheless, if you want to take instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duty from the following words. Do not walk like all in jail. Or hear, they say, you should not eat very palatable food, nor should you dress very nicely. Do not expect honor, but offer all respect to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, and within your mind render service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. I have briefly given you my instructions. Now you will get all details about them from Swarup Damodar. One who thinks himself lower than grass, and who is more tolerant than a devotee, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Having heard this, Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord, with great mercy, embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again entrusted him to Swarup Damodar. Thus, Raghunath Das rendered very confidential service with Swarup Damodar Goswami. This time, all the devotees from Bengal arrived, and as previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Raghunath with grace's healing. There, as he had previously done, man cleansed the Gundicha temple and held a picked feast in the garden with the devotees. The Lord again danced with the devotees during the Ratha Yatra festival. Seeing this, Raghunath Das was struck with wonder. When Raghunath Das met all the devotees, Advaitacharya showed him great mercy. He also sent Shivananda Sen, who informed him, "Your father sent 10 men to take you away, man. He wrote me a note asking me to send you back. When those 10 men received no information about you, they returned home from Jagannath." When all the devotees from Bengal returned home after staying at Jagannath Puri for 4 months, Raghunath Das's father heard about their arrival and therefore sent a man to Shivananda Sen. That man inquired from Shivananda Sen,
"Did you see anyone in the renounced order at the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And that person is Raghunath Das, the son of Govardhan's Majumada. Did you meet him in Neelachal?"
As Shivananda Sen replied,
"Yes, sir. Raghunath Das is with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is a very famous man. Who does not know him? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has placed him under the charge of Swarup Damodar. The Raghunath Das has become just over the life of all the Lord's devotees. He chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all day and night. He never gives up the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even for a moment. He is in the supreme order of renounced life. Indeed, he does not care about eating or dressing. Somehow or other, he eats and maintains in sight. After 10 dandas, 4 hours of the night have passed, and Raghunath Das has seen the performance of Pushpanjali, and I stands at the Shingadwar gate to beg some alms to eat. He eats if someone gives him something to eat. Sometimes he fasts, and sometimes he chews fried grains. After hearing this, the messenger returned to Govardhan Majumdar and informed him all about Raghunath Das. Hearing the description of Raghunath Das' behavior in the renounced order, his father and mother were very unhappy. Therefore, they decided to send him men because good enough for his comfort. Raghunath Das' father immediately sent 400 coins, 2 servants, and 1 Brahmin to Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen informed them,
"You cannot go to Jagannath Puri directly. When I go there, you may accompany me. Now go to home. When all this go, I shall take all of you with me."
Describing this incident, the great poet Sri Rangaravi Kanapur has written extensively about the glorious activities of Raghunath Das in his book. He says, "Raghunath Das is a disciple of Yadunandan Acharya, who is very gentle and is extremely dear to Vasudeva Dutt, a resident of Kanchanapali. Because of Raghunath Das's transcendental qualities, he is always more dear than life for all of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since he has been favored by the abundant mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is always pleasing. Vividly providing a superior example for the renounced order, this very dear follower of Swarup Damodar Goswami is the ocean of renunciation. Who among residents of Neelachal does not know him very well? Because he is very pleasing to all the devotees, Raghunath Das Goswami thus easily became Raghunath like the fickle earth jewel of good fortune, in which it was suitable for the seed of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be sown. At the same time that the seed was sown, it grew into a matchless tree of the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, produced fruit. From these verses, the great poet Kavi Kanapur gives the same information that Shivananda Sen gave to the messenger Tin Raghunath Das's father. The next year, when Shivananda Sen was going to Jagannath Puri as usual, the servants and Brahmin, who was a cook, went with him. The servants Maha Brahmin brought 400 coins to Jagannath Puri, and there he met Raghunath Das. Raghunath Das did not accept the money and men sent by his father. Therefore, a servant and the Brahmin stayed there with the money. At that time, Raghunath Das invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house with great attention for 2 days every month. The cost of these 2 occasions, 640 rupees. Therefore, he would take that much from the servant and the Brahmin. Raghunath Das continued to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way for 2 years, but at the end of the second year, he stopped. When Raghunath Das neglected to invite Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 2 consecutive months, the Lord, the Sahuashachi, questioned the Swarup Damodar. The Lord asked, "Sir, why has Raghunath Das stopped inviting me?" Swarup Damodar replies, "He must have probably considered something in his mind and thought, I invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by accepting goods from materialistic people. I know that the Lord's mind is not satisfied by this. Now, my consciousness is impure. Because I accept from all these goods from people who are interested only in pounds, shilling, and pence. Therefore, by this kind of invitation, I only get some material reputation. Raghunath at my request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepts the invitations because he knows that a foolish person like me would be unhappy if he did not accept them. Considering all these points, he has stopped inviting you." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiles and spoke as follows. "When one eats food offered by a materialistic man,
one's mu becomes contaminated. And while mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. When one accepts an invitation from a person contaminated by the material mode of passion, the person who offers the food and the person who accepts it are both mentally contaminated. Here, because of Raghunath Das' eagerness, I accepted his invitation for many days. It is very good that Raghunath Das, knowing this, has now automatically given up this bhutis. After some days, Raghunath Das gave up standing near the Singhadwar gate and instead began eating by begging alms from a booth for free distribution of food. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this news from Govinda, he inquired of Sarup Damodar, "Why does Raghunath Das no longer stand at the Singhadwar gate to beg alms?" Sarup Damodar replied, "Raghunath Das felt unhappy standing in Singhadwar gate. Therefore, he is now going at midday to beg alms from the charity booth." And hearing this news, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "He has done very well by no longer standing at the Singhadwar gate. His begging of alms resembles the behavior of a prostitute who thinks, 'Oh, here is a person come near. Yes, he will give me something. This person gave me something last night. Oh, now another person is coming near. He may give me something. The person who just passed did not give me anything, but another person will come and he will give me something.' Thus, a person in the renounced order gives up his neutrality when depends on the charity of this person or that. Thinking of this way, he adopts from occupation of a prostitute. If one goes to the booth where a free fish is distributed, who fills his belly with whatever he obtains, there is no chance and further unwanted on talk, and one can very peacefully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das by giving him a piece of stone from Govardhan Hills and a garland of small tun shells. Previously, when Shankarananda Sarasvati had returned from Vrindavan, he had brought the piece of stone from Govardhan Hill, and also the garland of conch shells. Presented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu these two items, the garland of conch shells and the stone from Govardhan Hill. Upon receiving these two uncommon items, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely happy. While chanting, he would put the garland round his neck. The Lord would put the stone to his heart, or sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes he would smell it with his nose, and sometimes put it on his head. The stone from Govardhan was always moist with tears from his eyes. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "Stone is directly the body of Lord Krishna." For 3 years he kept with stone and garlands. Then, greatly satisfied by the behavior of Raghunath Das, the Lord delivered both of them to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das, "This stone is the transcendental form of Lord Krishna, but worship the stone with great eagerness. Worship this stone in the mood of goodness, like perfect Brahman, for by such worship you will surely attain ecstatic love of Krishna without delay. Wooden form. Such worship in one needs a jug of water and a few flowers from a tulsi tree. And this is worship in complete goodness, when as formed in complete purity. If with faith and love you should offer 8 soft tulsi flowers, each with 2 tulsi leaves out, one on each side of each flower." After thus advising him how to worship, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally offered Raghunath Das Govardhan Shila in his transcendental hand. As advised by the Lord, Raghunath Das worshipped the Shima in great transcendental jubilation. Svarup Damodar gave Raghunath Das 2 cloths, each about 6 inches long, a wood platform, and a jug in which to keep water. Thus, Raghunath Das began worshipping the stone from Govardhan, and as he worshipped, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, directly in the stone. thinking of how he had received the Govardhan Shila directly from the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das was always overflooded with ecstatic love. The amount of transcendental bliss that Raghunath Das enjoyed simply by offering water and tulsi is impossible to achieve even if one worships the deity with 16 kinds of paraphernalia. After Raghunath Das had thus worshipped the Govardhan Shila for some time, Svarupa Damodar one day spoke to him as follows.
Offer the Govardhan stone 8 kodis worth of the first class and sweetmeats known as Kaja and Sandesh. If you offer them with faith and love, they will be just like nectar. With it,
Raghunath Das then began offering the costly sweetmeats known as Kabuta with Govinda, following the order of Svarupa Damodar with supply. When Raghunath Das received from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the stone and the garland of conch shells, he could understand the Lord's intention. Thus he thought as follows.
By offering me the Govardhan Hila, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has offered me a place near Govardhan Hill. And by offering me the garland of conch shells, he has asked me shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani.
Raghunath Das's transcendental bliss was boundless. Forgetting everything external, he serves the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his body and mind. Who could list the unlimited transcendental attributes of Raghunath Das? Whatever strict regulative principles were exactly like lines on a stone. Raghunath Das spent more than 22 hours of every 24 chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and remembering the lotus feet of the Lord. He ate and slept for less than an hour and a half, and on some days that also was impossible. Raghunath's topics concerning his renunciation are wonderful. Throughout his life, he never allowed his tongue to sense gratification. He never took anything to wear except a small torn cloth and a patchwork wrapper. Thus, he very rigidly executed the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whatever he ate was only to keep his body and soul together. And when he ate, he would reproach himself thus, saying,
if one's heart has been cleansed by perfect knowledge of the and one has understood Krishna the Supreme Brahman, he thus gains everything. Should such a person act like a debauchee, more by trying very carefully to maintain his material body.
Lord Jagannath Prasad is sold by shopkeepers, and that which is not sold decomposes after 2 or 3 days. All the decomposed food is thrown before the cows and from Tailanga at the Sadvar gate. Because of its rotten odor, even the cows say not eat it. Possibly at night, Jagannath Das would collect that decomposed rice, bring it home, and wash it with ample water. Then he ate the hard inner portion of the rice with salt. One day Svarupa Damodar saw the activities of Raghunath Das. Thus he smiled and asked for a small portion of that food and ate it. As Svarupa Damodar said,
you eat such nectar every day, but you never offer it to us. Where is your character?
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard news of this from the mouth of Govinda, he went there the next day and spoke as follows.
What nice things are you eating? Why don't you give anything to me?
Saying this, he forcibly took a morsel and began to eat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking another morsel of food, Svarupa Damodar caught him by the hand and said,
it is not fit for you.
Thus he famously took the food away. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, of course, every day I eat varieties of prasad, but I have never tasted such nice prasad as that which Raghunath is eating. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes at Lord Ganath Puri. Seeing the severe penances performed by Raghunath Das in a renounced order, the Lord was greatly satisfied. In his poem known as the Vidoranga Stava Kalpavriksha, Raghunath Das has described his personal deliverance. He says, although I am a fallen soul, the lowest of men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered me from his blazing forest fire of great material turbulence by his mercy. He handed me over in great pleasure to Sri Damodar, his personal associate. The Lord also gave me the garland of small conch shells that he wore on his chest, and a stone from Govardhan Hill, although they were very dear to him. That same Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakens within my heart and makes me mad after him. Thus I have described the exceeding of Raghunath Das, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears about this incident attains the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends Chapter 6 of the Antya Leela. Lord Chaitanya meets Raghunath Das Goswami.